Boats have been a feature on the main lake since the day it was formed. At the April 1878 board meeting, it was resolved that a vote of thanks be passed to T. Hurst, Esquire, for his handsome donation, viz., a pleasure boat. It was also resolved that any person desirous of placing the boat on the pond for private use be allowed to do so on the payment of an annual subscription of £1.1. On May 24, 1878, Mr. Nichols, a local tinsmith, christened his homemade 15-foot iron outrigger on the lake. The newspaper reported, "We hear that two gentlemen who assisted on that important occasion were christened likewise, the Lady of the Lake, having, like many of her sex, thrown those gentlemen overboard, with very little ceremony, on their seeking to make too intimate acquaintance with her." Initially, the board stated that boating wouldn't be allowed on Sundays, but in September 1878, they changed their stance, and it was allowed before noon. This didn't go down well with the Wesleyan Church. In a letter from the church, it was stated, "We certainly cannot commend their forthcoming bazaar to the sympathies of our congregation if this obnoxious resolution is not rescinded." By the 1890s, there were several boats on the lake, and the need for a shed to protect them had become necessary. At the September 1893 board meeting, it was decided to ask Mr. G. Brown to prepare a plan for a small bridge and boat shed at the upper end of the lake and estimate the cost of these, and to attend the next meeting of the board with the results. Then, in May of 1894, the Taranaki Herald reported that since the beginning of the year, a new bridge and boat shed had been built, at a cost of over £100. In 1924, the boat shed was severely damaged by a fallen poplar tree. On the eastern hillside above the boat shed, there is an old park boundary which was probably identified by poplar trees, which were often planted for that purpose. By the 1950s, both structures were showing their age and it was decided to replace them. In the case of the bridge, it became essential in 1953, following its collapse. The following appeared in the Taranaki Herald on the 26th of May 1953.
"The old bridge at the southern end of Pukekura Park, New Plymouth, collapsed yesterday and spilled 12 members of a visiting Waikato football team into knee-deep water. No one was hurt. The footballers, members of a party of 30 from the Hinuera Club, Matamata, were standing on the bridge about 10:30 a.m. when there was a sudden crack and the whole structure broke and dropped into the lake. Some of the footballers scrambled to the ends of the bridge and escaped the worst of the unexpected wetting. A quantity of money was lost in the fall. Some was recovered as the men paddled about in the water, but about 10 shilling was left in the mud. The replacement of the bridge, which was known to be deteriorating, was authorized some time ago, and plans and specifications are now being drawn for a bridge similar in design to the bridge over the main lake. Before the bridge can be replaced, however, the lake level will have to be lowered so that the site can be inspected for the foundations. The curator of the park, Mr. J. W. Goodwin, inspected the wreckage of the bridge yesterday and said that a strain must have developed over the weekend, which could not take the weight of a group of young men. The bridge was more than 30 years old, but had been strengthened and partly rebuilt at various times."
The bridge was actually almost 60 years old, as it was built in 1894. An initial estimate of £3,000 to replace the bridge evoked a lot of criticism, and many people argued that the bridge should not be replaced. One person felt so strongly about it that they wrote the following ode, titled, "Pukekura Park Bridge."
"I stood on the bridge at daylight. As the workmen came and went, and a groan rose out of the gardens. As each £1,000 was spent, I saw the rich reflection in the waters under me of this costly, extravagant spending of the Graham legacy, and far in the hazy distance of that crazy day in the park, the pine trees bowed in sorrow, and the tree fern's frown was dark, and like lake waters splashing among the palatial piers, a flood of thoughts came o'er me that filled my eyes with tears. How often, oh how often, in the days that had gone by, had we prayed the park committee some saner schemes to try. And whenever I cross that water, on its bridge like the Golden Gate. I will sigh for the spent 3,000, and gasp at the city's rate. I will think of the many hundreds of rate-encumbered men who have paid their bills to the council and crossed the bridge since then, and forever, as long as the waters splash. I will think of that park committee and the way they squandered their cash. I will hope that no picture disturbing will rise from this bridge of size to hang itself in the heavens and startle some watching eyes. I am, etc. Pons Asinorum, New Plymouth, June 30th.
The bridge was replaced in the latter part of 1953, using funds from the Graham Bequest, which had been left to the park for expenditure of this nature. It was designed by the city engineer Mr. Mainland, and constructed by Thompson and Williams, whose tender of £1,102.05.10 for constructing the new bridge was accepted by the City Council at its August 1953 meeting. A further estimate of £600 for materials brought the total price of the new bridge to approximately £1,800, considerably less than the initial estimate. After several more years of indecision, the park committee finally decided to replace the boat shed in 1957. Plans for the new boat shed were drawn up by Arthur Sanford. Boating was for many years a good source of income for an often cash-strapped park administration. Boats can still be hired to this day.